today. This is King Buki, and we're having episode 8, season 2 of Buki's World. And just to remind you guys, Buki's World is a reality podcast set to entertain via jokes, life lessons, and popular culture reflection. Today I have on the podcast today is Stephanie A. Callahan. How you doing today, Stephanie?
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the call.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And Stephanie has a book that she is promoting today. So we're going to talk with Stephanie about her journey with that. And we're going to start the podcast by just letting Stephanie introduce herself and just tell a little bit about her book and herself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Stephanie, as she said. This is the book I wrote. This is my second book. It's called The Beast of Both Worlds. It's a sci-fi book. If you like Twilight or Vampire Diaries, this would be the book for you. I wrote it. It's about a teenage girl that's she's aware of her supernatural side, some of it, but not all of it. And as she discovers who she is, she discovers who she is after the death of her classmate passes away.
Okay, so just what about you? Like, when did you get started writing your book? Like, where are you from?
I'm originally from South Carolina, Atlanta. And go Atlanta, go Vikings. And I'm the oldest kid. I didn't say how many she got. But I'm the oldest, and I started writing when I was maybe 13. It started out to be a journal, and it went on from there. I think I wrote for the church once before. Like, they had a writing contest at the church, and I entered that and won that little summer vacation Bible school writing contest.
How old were you when that happened?
I was, I think I was like 9 when I did that.
So you started out writing for the Lord, and you went into journaling, and then you went into poetry.
Yeah. And sci-fi now.
And sci-fi. Let's not forget about sci-fi. Okay, so we're transitioning to more about you in your book. What I want to do is do a little transition into the icebreakers. I'm going to ask you a few questions. So in honor of your book, so the first question is, what would you describe as the beauty and the beast of your world during the pandemic? Because right now we're in a pandemic, and people are inside, some people are not coming out, and other people are outside. So what is your world looking like right now?
It didn't really change that much for me because I was already homeschooling my son. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of stayed the same. And
is that the beauty?
Only thing, that's the beauty, yes. I was homeschooling my son, and the beast is being stuck in the house all day some days. Mm. Not really going to the parks like we used to go to the parks. Because both of us, he has asthma. Mm-hmm. So I limit his time outside when we do go outside. And we try to be very careful about everything. But so that'd be the beast, not being able to do as much.
Yeah, because the COVID is like a respiratory, so you don't want any of that going on.
Right.
And then for the next question is, So when you're home, I know you're probably about tired of cooking all the time and meal prepping and all of that.
Girl, you
So
killed
when
me. Girl.
it comes to Uber Eats or Postmates, who are you going with the food delivery?
Well, I don't even. Let's see how I put this. I send my husband out to go get it. I don't
Okay,
do
so
Uber
we so
Eats.
we doing the we're getting the husband going to get the food. So we doing the old fashioned way.
Yes.
We don't eat do Uber
Yes,
Eats or
yes, yes,
Postmates.
yes.
Listen, I don't blame you. You're doing the smart route because how I do it is I don't feel like driving, so somebody gonna come to my house for $20.
Right.
Okay, and
Now,
so
what I do, I what I have changed on that part, sorry. I order my groceries. So I have that delivered to me. I have that delivered through Instacart.
Oh, okay. So
If you
Instacart
don't.
over all that. So basically, I should
Yes.
just, yeah, Uber Eats, Postmates, Instacart. Yep, because we're still cooking at the house, right? Yeah, we not going to fast food. I understood completely. See, you're doing the right way, and I'm doing the wrong way.
Girl, do what you gotta do.
Okay, so for the next question of our icebreaker. Okay, so you're on a desert island, right? A deserted island, right?
Oh my
Because
goodness.
and you're having writer's block, so you just had to like get away from everybody to go write your next book, because you already did one and two. So then you need book three. You want to really concentrate on book three, right? So you're on a deserted island, and all of a sudden you can't really be deserted, right? You need to bring three people with you, along with you on the island.
Oh
So
my goodness.
yeah, so like who are those three people you're gonna bring?
Let's see. My three people would be Tiffany Haddish. I need somebody to help keep me laughing.
Kiki.
I'm eating on this island, right?
It's just
I
three
have to eat.
people. Yeah, you gotta eat on the island. You gotta
All
do whatever you need,
right.
whatever their needs are. If you don't want to bring family, you don't
So,
have to. You bring whoever you want to bring.
right. So Tiffany Haddish, Chef Ramsay, because he can cook, and he can cook anything out of coconut water if he wants to.
Okay.
Let's see. My third person. I say my son.
You're saying,
Because he
oh,
is, yeah, because he inspires me. And he keeps me
really?
laughing as well. Yeah.
Because that was like the next question, actually. So we're gonna just leave husband at the house, so we're gonna have Chef Ramsay. We're gonna have
Girl,
Tiffany
yes.
Haddish. We're gonna have Tiffany Haddish for the
Yeah.
kid to keep you entertained. And then we need the son there for like the inspiration, the motto, you know. Because that was my next question. It was like, what is the inspiration for this book? So would you say your son inspired this book, or who inspired this book?
Well, this book wasn't inspired because I wanted to have a African American female vampire
Oh yeah.
and let her be all sexy and cute and smart and save the world.
Right.
So that was part of my inspiration for that. The other part of my inspiration around the book was I didn't want to see I was tired of seeing the same storyline of horror films or sci-fi books or stuff like that. And I want to make it funny and scary, but not scary. It's not scary, scary, but it's kind of a cute horror book.
Right. Is it like giving the is it like the scream, or well not scream, scary movie vibe horror, or
Not scary movie,
like one and two with the wings?
sort of. It depends on the reader, but for me, as I wrote it in my head, it sounded funny, but
Oh, okay.
the reader might see it a different way.
Exactly. Okay. And so the inspiration was that you were tired of seeing the same storyline.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about the same the storylines of how previous books were compared to your book?
Let's see. Previous, like, that was had. I mean, I have the boy girl aspect in it too. Boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl, boy fights for girl. But this is more of her girl power than she's rescuing herself and others, and not somebody rescuing her.
She's not being saved. She's not waiting for any Superman, right, or anything, or any Batman.
Right.
She's saving the world. She's the power figure.
Right. But in this book, she finds out what she is. So nothing really pops off yet.
Mm-hmm.
You got me talking about my second book. You're talking about my second book now.
Okay. So it's kind of reminding me of Black Lightning. Have you seen that TV show?
I saw one episode.
Yeah.
I hear it's pretty good.
Yeah, so like it's like the daughter, one of the daughters, she's discovering, like the first season, I guess the daughter discovers her powers, but her father already has the powers, but the daughter's like discovering the powers, and she just takes initiative to, because he's trying to be low-key, because he, you know, he has living a double life, but she's just like, oh, no, we don't want to be low-key, we trying to save the world. So you either with me or not.
Okay.
So like and there's another daughter and she discovers her powers too, but she don't want them. So like, yeah, it kind of reminds me of that aspect, because I actually when I watched that, I kind of liked it. It's like, okay, we have a female superhero, and this is before Black Panther came out and those heroes.
Oh, okay.
And so yeah,
now I got added to my list.
Okay, Brian's watching it. but yeah, it's a pretty good. I haven't seen the second season or the third season, but the first season was pretty good to me. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. It's like CW.
You got me doing
it's
something.
On Netflix too.
Okay.
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah, got added to the season. Yeah, so speaking of women empowerment. How do you feel about the women empowerment movement and this the host of authors that are coming out now, entrepreneurship and self-publishing? Like everybody, I actually did a self-published book as well through Amazon, and I see that a lot of authors are coming out and publishing their own books just because of representation. So how do you feel about everyone taking initiative to do their own thing and publish their own book? And just making a name for yourself right now.
I think it's a wonderful idea. Plus, with this pandemic, it gives you time to really be creative and think about how to hone into your skills.
Mm-hmm.
So writing for some, you know, sewing for others. But I think it's a wonderful idea. I self-published my book. Mm-hmm. And there's two ways to self-publish. I'm finding out. Because some people can say, oh, that's not self-publishing. To me, it is. If I went to a self-publishing company.
Oh, but, how does that?
Instead of having
that?
Somebody. The person that published my book, it's called Book Stand Publishing. They published both my books.
Mm-hmm.
One person was telling me to do Kindle publishing, mm-hmm. but I found that harder to do because I want to make sure everything fell into place, and I didn't want to mess up the format or
right.
how it's supposed to play.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to somebody that knows about books better than I do. I know how
right.
to write it. I know what I want to say, but the format and the, you know, the serial numbers, all that kind of stuff, I had no idea about that at all. So I just went to somebody. I Googled it. Tried to find the best one I could that would fit in my budget, and work with them, and they did everything, the marketing for the first book. I didn't do it for this book.
So what did you do for this book?
Oh, I just published. I just put it out. I'm working on marketing right now. I'm working on putting it out on different social platforms, and See how that goes for me.
So who is did you who did you publish it through? Did you use Kindle for this
Bookstand.
One or okay?
No, Bookstand Publishing. Mm-hmm.
Bookstand Publishing. Because a lot
mm-hmm.
of people are probably
very good
about how to go forward with publishing their own book. I get questions all the time because I did mine through Kindle, Amazon,
mm-hmm.
KDP, and basically it's just like writing, editing, and then you just uploading your PDFs. And then, yeah, it is kind of like tedious when you have to make sure everything is lined up right, because you do get previews, and then you have to actually purchase your book number and all of that too. Yeah, that's like a because if you want it to be put on different platforms, you have to purchase your book BSN number, ISBN. So yeah, it definitely is not it's definitely a process, but the main thing is the message that you're trying to get out there. So did you already always know that the path that you wanted to be a part of was writing, or?
No, actually, I started out acting and modeling. Writing was on the back, but I didn't know anything about writing until I used to write poems for I used to work in a daycare center, and I wrote poems for special holidays for the babies to give to the parents. I would have the babies do an artwork, and I would write the literature for the parents. And I had so many parents say, "Oh, this is nice. Who wrote this?" I said, "I did it." She said, "Well, this." I said, "I did it." And hold on, sorry. And so years of doing that, and people requesting, personal things for the anniversary or birthday for somebody. And friends telling me, I should publish this. I was like, girl, no, I ain't doing that. But, cause I didn't like sharing my words, kind of my personal words of how I felt for the poems at the time. So I was like, no, I put my business out there. Y'all crazy. Man. But some of the poems I wrote were not all my poems or personal poems. It was just poems I've written if I've seen something, or if I witnessed somebody doing something or something silly. So that's how that all came about.
So what is your...
And here we are today.
Right. So what is your advice on people who may be very, I guess that would be shy when it comes to speaking out or sharing their words? They have the gift of writing, and they don't know if they should share their thoughts or be their selves. Because it seems like it's a confidence thing when it's either you don't want to share because you don't want to be taken, or you don't want to share because you don't want to be judged, or you don't want to share because you just don't want to share because you're shy. So how...
Right, and it's all...
What's your advice on that?
Just do it one day at a time. If that's what you wrote down and that's how you feel, that's how you feel. Be you. Stand behind what you say and what you've written. And, let God guide you.
And so what do you, what if there for the person who has writer's block? Because I know we talked about, I put you on a deserted island, but what do you as an author do to overcome writer's block?
Oh my goodness. I had writer's block for 2 years, I think it was, for this book. But my poems, they just come freely. But so it just, when you feel right, it's right. When it comes to you. I just had to wait and see, wait and see, wait and see. Because I would sit down and try to write something and nothing would come out. I would try to do a try to speak it out, nothing would come out. It just didn't feel right. So I just had to wait until I was ready. Sometimes I just meditate or drink some herbal tea, find a quiet space in the closet, a corner or something, and just let it come to you. And then over time, some people take longer. Like I said, it took me 2 years because I was stressed about other stuff. Just de-stress.
Yeah, because a lot of times, because I've been like that too. I had a book I was writing, and I still haven't finished that book. Like, I didn't start another book and finish that one. You know what I'm saying? That book I started was like 2015, and it's like a big one, and I still haven't got back to it yet. And so I get it. So it's like patience, I guess. That's what I feel like what's going on right now, people are learning patience. And that's what I was hearing from what you were saying. Like, just have patience with yourself. And just take, yeah, so do what you feel like doing. That's what I'm hearing too. So what made you, I know you said that you initially started off with poetry and then you switched over to the sci-fi teen thriller. So that was like your what made you switch over to doing teen drama, or is that what you wanted to do for a while?
I love vampire movies
Okay.
and werewolf movies and any sci-fi thing. Any I was in several myself, acting as a zombie, so that was very exciting too. So I just love it. For like, if I can act it, I can write it. And plus, it was some scenes in movies that was like, oh man, because you know how you see a movie and you know what's going to happen next. I'm like, yeah, I told you. And that's what made me want to do it as well, because I'm like, I could have wrote that. I could have wrote that. So seeing that they all were like almost the same, I wanted to write something and switch it up a little bit and see if it would change the horror scene a little bit in books. Just a
Exactly.
little bit.
So what I know you said you're an actor. What film were you in, or which
Oh,
came in
that's
the
a
most to
list.
you?
There's Zombie Owl. It's only you can get that on Amazon. Zombie Owl. What's the other one? On the Wing. I was a senator in that one. That's on YouTube. You just have to type in the titles of the movies. Let's see, I was in like 13, 14 movies. I was in Bessie, but you can't see me in that one. But I was in Bessie, the Queen Latifah. That's on, I think that's on HBO right now, or Netflix, one of them. I was on Sleepy Hollow, season two. What else? Girl, you got me thinking. What's my resume?
What's your most favorite?
The zombie one, Zombie Owl, and my son was in Zombie Owl. And what's the name of the other movie? It's another zombie movie. It's the second one for Zombie Owl. Lord Jesus,
Well,
I
listen,
can't think of the name
I
of
don't
the
even watch scary movies no more. I got
Girl,
to that
what?
point. I got to the point where it's like, all right, if it's not daytime, I don't know. We're gonna have to think about it. So, do you have anything coming up? Well, actually, before I ask you about anything coming up, what is your advice to young people who are in film school, who are in creative writing, and who are looking to get, or who just a budding actor, actor, actors who just want to get the job? What is your advice for them? Do they have to get their bachelor's? Because right now the bachelor value is going down, so it's just like, what is your advice for anyone trying to get into this industry?
Well, I got started as background acting because there's lots of people out there in theater that are doing like little homemade movies and stuff, and they needed to pass the class. But I also have links to, it's called Southern Casting for people in the South, like in Atlanta or DC area. That is called Southern Casting. If you want to be an actor, just go to their link, subscribe, and the email will come to you daily because that's how fast it pumps out. Tyler Perry's on that, I think, in that branch as well. Some of this stuff is in that.
Do you so for people who for people do you feel like what about bachelor's in film and bachelor's in like do, how do you feel is that like is that
keep
worth
doing
it?
It keep doing it. Yes, keep because that would help you get in the door faster
with a
because
bachelor's.
you're already yes because you're already doing it and then when you do your intern it gives you more leeway and to get to where you need to be because you already know they put you in the right place. So if okay. you're going to school for it, keep going, keep doing it.
So what about the people who are not in like acting school? Would you say for them to go get a 4-year degree in acting or would you say go to acting school or writing school?
Whatever floats your boat because
yeah.
I mean, I didn't go to writing school. I went to an acting school. Well, I went to modeling school, and they had acting classes there.
Right.
But sometimes it's easy. Right now, it's so easy to get on somebody's set just by taking a headshot. I didn't have a headshot. I took my picture with my cell phone and sent my picture in. I got started. I responded to an email, and they said, "Hey, you cute, come on in." And I went on, and I'm on sets. Bam, 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 bam. So have a whatever floats your boat and how you want to get there. Because some people want to go to school to be, you know, to get that degree, which will help a lot too. Because it also will put you in the right path. And you can also do that and do the email from the casting directors for these movies that's coming out. And if you want me to, I can send you some links of casting places. Because I don't know my hand right now because they're just in my email. But I can send it to you. I send you a link.
Okay, and what's your social media for if anybody want to reach out to you about that? Because I know a few people who are in school for acting and producing and directing and things of that nature. And they may want advice on how to maneuver within that industry.
What is my Instagram? It's my Instagram is no, they didn't. My Instagram page is at Sequoia41.
Okay, so spell that
Sequoia41.
Okay. So definitely if you guys have any questions about how to maneuver or get into that particular field, definitely reach out to Stephanie at Sequoia41 and she'll definitely provide you any additional information. So for anyone that wants to actually buy your book to get information, well, just to buy your book to see who, your latest drop or if you have any upcoming events or going on.
That'd be on my... my fan page S, capital A, capital C, fan at Facebook. And then, hope to see y'all there.
Okay, well, I do want to thank you so much for tuning in. And I do want to thank you so much for talking with me on today. And I do look forward to, when is your book dropping? Or is it already on platforms? Or where can they actually...
It's already out. It's on, it's on Beast of Both Worlds. It's on Amazon, it's on iTunes, and it's on Bookstand Publishing. That's all one word.
Is it Goodreads as well?
Yes.
Okay.
And Barnes & Noble.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So have you already had your launch party already, or do you have a launch party?
No, That is September 20th on what's the name of it?
Is it September? Hold up, your launch party. Oh, you're talking about the
21st
Authors Conventional?
Yes, that.
Okay, so you have an event on September 20th. So when is your actual launch party, or have you had that already?
Haven't had it yet.
Okay.
That will be on See, I should have wrote all this stuff down. Look
October
at you.
31st.
Yeah, that's right. See?
Okay, so I have you down. So, guys, if you want to catch her, you can catch her September 20th at her author's confessional, where she'll be in a group. You said you'll be in a group with other women, other authors, or?
Yes, it's lots of us beautiful women on the platform that day.
Okay, and then the virtual launch party, if you want to hear more excerpts about her book, you said it would be October 31st. Do you already have a time for that day that you want to do it, or that you're doing it? So everybody can join in?
I think, it's at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so October 31st at 3 o'clock is her virtual book launch. So definitely join in. And it was so nice talking with you on today. Learned
thank
a
you
lot
for
of
having me.
Learned a lot of information. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Bookie's World. You have a nice weekend.
Bye.
Bye.